With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The bodies of 8 skiers have been found. One remains missing in that avalanche near Lake Tahoe in California. 6 others have been found alive. Nevada County Sheriff Shannon Moon says the focus is now on the deceased.
But the snow and the unsure conditions are creating an issue to making sure that we can safely do that. We did have a conversation with the families of the folks that are still outstanding and let them know that our mission has went from a rescue to a recovery. It's a difficult conversation to have with loved ones.
President Trump's Board of Peace set to meet for the first time Thursday in Washington. Mr. Trump's ambitions for the board extend from governing and rebuilding Gaza to challenging the UN Security Council's role in solving conflicts. Delegations from Moscow and Kyiv meeting in Geneva for a second round of U.S. brokered peace talks 1 week before the 4th anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desmond.
President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, has said on social media, Washington's push for peace in Ukraine over the past year has brought about meaningful progress. He didn't elaborate, though, and the fighting has continued. The two armies are locked in battle on a roughly 750-mile front line, while Russia bombards civilian areas of the country. Overnight, a Russian drone strike in the southern city of Zaporizhia killed a woman and injured 7 people, including 2 small children, according to officials. I'm Charles Dulatesma.
Transportation Department now says more than 500 commercial driving schools in America that train truckers and bus drivers must close after investigators found they employed unqualified instructors and failed to adequately test the students. This is SRN News. Christians do care about the Holy Bible.
A new Lifeway research poll of Protestant churchgoers finds that while many don't read the scriptures as much as they like to, they value them highly. 74% say they consider the Bible to have authority over every aspect of their life. A similar number say they think about biblical principles throughout each day. The Lifeway poll also reveals that about 60% of respondents say they feel unfulfilled if they miss several days of reading the scriptures. Michael Harrington reporting.
The government of Belgium unhappy with the U.S. ambassador there. Bill White has accused the country of anti-Semitism over the prosecution of several Jewish people. Belgian authorities, meanwhile, are investigating whether 3 men in Antwerp were performing circumcisions without certified medical training. Ambassador White says he plans to visit the accused men. This is SRN News. An immigration judge is using a technicality to block the deportation of a Columbia University pro-Palestinian activist. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
The judge has dismissed the Trump administration's deportation case against Mohsen Madawi, a Palestinian graduate student. The judge says she has terminated the case because of a procedural misstep by government attorneys. They failed to properly certify an official document they intended to use as evidence. The Trump administration may appeal the decision. Last month, a separate immigration judge blocked the government's attempts to deport a Tufts University graduate student over an op-ed criticizing the school's response to the war in Gaza.
On Wall Street Wednesday, stocks were sharply higher. Trading was very heavy all across the board. More details at srnnews.com.